What up? Blazing the scene.
Yo, yo, yo. Blazing the scene. What's going on? Episode 13.
The podcast about comedy.
Thanks for thinking about that. Yeah. Today's episode, we have a very special guest from Tucson, Arizona, Mr. Rich Gary.
Mm-hmm. I'm special?
You're special.
Oh, right. Yeah. Very. Yeah. We're hell happy.
You're the first out-of-city comic.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, out now... Town. I feel honored. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Phoenix is a city.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you call them out-of-town comics.
All right, I guess we'll be technical.
Phoenix is less of a city and more of a overgrown, cancerous, tumorous trash heap.
You heard it.
Can I say that? Is that okay if I say that?
This will set the tone for the episode.
We've already been talking about the Tucson and Phoenix whole dynamic for the last.
There's more dynamic.
That's Phoenix and then Tucson.
There's something going on. But yeah, you guys said you don't even think about Tucson ever.
No, it's I like to go. I've done a couple shows down there, and I like going down there because I feel like Tucson. Tucson crowds are a lot more laid back. We have a lot more hipsters and stuff up here.
Mm-hmm.
They could just really ruin a show.
Yeah. I haven't been to Tucson yet. I need to make it out there.
You've never been to Tucson?
I mean, I've been there to do comedy. I've been there before.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a giant Casa Grande is always been my opinion of it.
That's so hard.
I grew up in Casa Grande.
You have water right here.
I was trying to be discreet. Right. Yeah, one of his little whiskers caught some beer bombs.
I gotta tell him, this is good content, right?
That's why we're trying to go off video. They like the way we look more than the way we sound.
So. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, you probably get a lot of female viewers on this podcast for sure.
If we get a lot of any viewers, we'll be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll share it. I'll do my part, you know?
Hell yeah. I hope you share it.
you're taking a lot of time putting these sentences together.
So how long have you been in Phoenix? Since when did you get back into town?
I got up here on Sunday, and the first thing I did was the Grand Ave mic when I saw you.
Yeah, the hot mic. Mm-hmm. That's the mic I run on Sundays outside of Grand Avenue Pizza Company.
Hot because of the temperature outside. Right, I was dying out there. Yeah. I changed into pants. Somebody was expecting something from me.
it's only for the diehards that want stage time.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday mic, you know, we didn't have one for a while.
I remember when I first did that mic a couple of years ago, it was on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and Michael Longfellow was the host.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they switched their summer out to summer hours.
Oh, yeah.
So they're actually not open on Tuesdays anymore.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're only open right now, Thursday through Sunday. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's a few restaurants in Tucson that close on Monday.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And so they're closed most of the week, so I had to switch to Sundays, and Sundays was the least show day.
Yeah.
You know, there's
that's good.
Shows,
no.
Yeah.
Sunday there's the only thing to do is to go to fucking Bisbee in Tucson. You just gotta get out of town if you want to do time on Sunday.
Yeah, mm. yeah, and that's open mic there.
Right? It's open mic on Sunday.
Now, how long does it take you to get from Tucson to Bisbee?
I literally rode with someone else and slept the whole time, but I would ballpark at an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay, that's not
no
so
more
comedy
than...
fast forward.
Yeah. I wish I could do that on my career.
How long have you been doing comedy for?
About 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been a long time.
And you started and have been in Tucson the whole time?
Yes. I started in Tucson. I've been in Tucson almost the whole time with the exception of just a short period of time where I was coming up here. I guess it was actually about a year I was coming up here.
Okay.
But only for two nights a week, and I would do spots. Or I would take my girlfriend at the time out to dinner and miss spots.
You should have been like, hey, I got a date planned for you. First, we're going to go get this number 15 spot over here. Once I'm going to get that 5, well, we have a couple of drinks, I'm going to go get something to eat, you know?
Yeah, let me go bomb up Bethany Holmes real quick.
Yeah.
Check out the place next to the open mic. Yeah. Sneak over there. Yeah. I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah.
5 minutes later.
So, yeah, with that and then just, yeah, Tucson. And, like, the Tucson scene has grown pretty well since I've started comedy. I'm not like trying to like take ownership of like being the reason for that, but that was good. Like there was only like one or two open mics like when I first started,
okay,
and now there's like a bunch, so it's like a real scene.
So when you started there 5 years ago, how many other comedians were there at the time?
There's still a handful, you know. There's probably still, like 10 or 15 that were like pretty consistent.
Was Andy Steinberg there at that time?
I did not know Andy Steinberg used to live in Tucson.
No.
No.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why he has his merch that says Tucson sucks.
Wow. I need some of that merch.
Yeah, shout out to Andy Steinberg. Look it up at andycomedy.com.
Shout out. That must have been before my time for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But shortly after I started, there was like a mass exodus to like Los Angeles, and I want to say New York. Like, Henry Rojas, Mikey Dean, Ben Dietzel, all left. Andrew Hornman moved to Austin. I'm sure there's a few more that I'm...
Did you cross with Theo Vaughn at all?
He used to live in Tucson?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm learning more than I'm telling you guys.
Probably not within the last 5 years.
Theo Vaughn used to live in Tucson? Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah, the one I do know about is Dan Soder.
Man, look at his hair.
Okay.
Dan Soder.
Tucson haircut.
This would be
Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn. Okay. It's kind of like an Alabama haircut, right?
Tucson, Alabama. Same thing.
Jesus Christ. He's from Louisiana.
Yeah, that's a very Louisiana haircut.
It's a very Captain Planet haircut.
It is Captain Planet.
Tell me this isn't Theo Vaughn.
Have you ever seen Theo Vaughn and we'll Captain Planet in the same place? No.
They have YouTube videos like remakes of Captain Planet, but it's with Don Cheadle. Hilarious. Hilarious. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check that out. Let's see a remake of Goku like that. You know, not that quality.
I mean, there's 5 million. All right, we'll just ask for now then. Who do you think would win in a fight, Goku or Captain Planet?
Oh, jeez Louise. Well, I got
a raging battle on this.
Just to jump off, I don't like you're asking the wrong person. Right? but I'll just say Goku.
Yeah. High five, man.
I'll say Goku. Are you
you're in here every
you
week.
Like Captain Planet? Oh, yeah. You're like where's your Goku though?
Exactly.
Where's your Goku?
We haven't ordered it yet.
Yeah. You're repping, but you're not repping on the pod.
Captain Planet doesn't have nothing better to do. Goku's out saving someone. Captain Planet's retired. He's like, no one wants him.
He's chilling. Pollution 64, bro. He's on the best system
pollution,
ever made.
Pollution 1. Yeah, he's chilling at 64 because he is 64 now.
Technically, he doesn't age, you know? Like, he's not there all the time.
What yeah, literally, he's not there anymore. The what, is the, getting the,
what is the retirement payouts for a superhero? Who's
nothing.
Paying retirement? If you're a retired superhero, I don't think you're getting... Who's because you're your own boss. You know?
I feel like
he
technically...
Gets Day.
I feel like technically, like, all superheroes still a little bit, you know, down the line.
You know? Because
they're a little off the top.
Well, they end up in positions of power where nobody even knows them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
totally.
Not trying to return all that money.
Why do you think they have arch nemesis?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
There's somebody they got to rob.
I subscribe to that,
yeah,
absolutely.
Who's their arch nemesis going to cry to? The cops?
And it's always, it's always some rich...
He's like, that just stole $10,000 of my money!
It's always some rich billionaire...
Yeah,
criminal.
Lex Luger.
Luger? Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Whatever.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Superman was robbing the fuck
out
of
they bust in the scene.
They painted him as the bad guy.
They get the money, and then they're like, oh, no, there was no money here ever.
Yeah.
And then the cops come.
Yeah, if you think about it, like, Lex was always, like, investing his money and time in these awesome projects that he believed in.
He was an entrepreneur.
And then, Superman would come and just crush it.
Yeah.
Like,
he was bald because he worked so hard.
Like, he was just like a rude, what do they call when they get like the group of people together?
He's just a cock block.
Yeah, no,
Superman was just an angry journalist. Wasn't making no money in that.
Yeah, of course.
Money in journalism.
Yeah.
Jealous of the billionaire.
Like a protest group?
No. Like, like a research group when they're like trying to see if they like the product or not.
Think tank? Test.
Yeah, like a test group. Yeah. Yeah, like Superman is just like a rude test group, just coming like, I don't like this idea.
Name for that.
He's like, I don't like this idea at all. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to put a stop to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just ruining all his good ideas. Because how does he not ever kill him? You know, like how does he keep getting out?
Who?
Lex Luthor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's just always there.
So how
he's got to let it go so we can get more money out of it.
How familiar are you guys with like comic books and like and?
Enough to argue about it.
Yeah.
Geek out on it every once in a while.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I'm like stuck in a time capsule. Like, I love a 64. Like, if I had to play any system, I would rather play 64.
Damn, it's my first game system.
That's tight.
Literally, this one.
Not just the 64, but that 64.
Yeah, this
64.
That's
held
on
to it.
Reset button is completely stuck down and cemented down.
Nice. From all of the years of dirty 6-year-old finger Kool-Aid.
Hot Cheeto fingers. Mm-hmm. Hot Cheetos and milk.
That's just how much he sucked. He is. I hit the reset button that many times.
I fucking died?
Bam! So that way it doesn't affect his memory card, rip his memory card out real quick and hit reset.
Basically, you're shitting on a 6-year-old at this point.
Even 6-year-old you was a piece of shit.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not going to argue that.
6-year-olds have it great these days. We're punching up right now.
Yeah. For sure.
In our defense.
You hear it here. Fuck 6-year-olds.
Fuck. 6-year-old.
If you're 6 years old and listening to this, you shouldn't be.
And fuck 5-year-olds too, but don't actually fuck them. That's not
necessary. Whoa! This message brought to you by Rich Gay.
Hey, everybody just said that. Everyone just said fuck 6-year-olds.
We meant derogatorily.
Yeah. We've been in a derogatory fashion.
You made it weird when you corrected what you said. Like, I don't want there to be any thought that I was going that route.
That's what it sounded like, but there's two ways you could, there's always more than one way to skin a cat, you know?
Sometimes it's with your dick.
Gross.
These are jokes.
All right, well, pedophilia, bestiality, what's next, boys?
Okay. I mean, you brought up one of them, so I had to bring up the other.
I just didn't want your listeners to be confused.
All right, so 5 years all in Tucson.
And
back and forth from here.
Little dip in my toes in Phoenix, but this is the first time that I really like jumped into Phoenix for sure.
Yeah. How you liking it so far?
So I'm having a blast, other than about from 3 to 6:30 PM when it's like a fucking nightmare.
Oh yeah, we got people that live here.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. And I'm always like driving at
There's
that time.
There's fun stuff to do, so people are always driving to do them.
It's too hot. It's way too hot. I don't know if my car is gonna make it. I'm hoping it does, but it's so hot. Once I get going into the nighttime and I'm just popping around and like I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah. You just gotta be careful. It's like a Zima commercial out there, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's hot.
What?
It's like a Zima commercial.
Josh is so old, he's making Zima
references. Zima, I
don't think I remember Zima commercials.
Bro.
Josh. You can walk us through it.
You don't know what Zima is?
I know what Zima is, but I didn't watch
one. But I don't know about the commercials.
The commercial? Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. It's always like somebody like up like suntanning on a roof, and then they were like melting into the roof, and somebody was like, oh, I got you, friend, and like throws them a fucking Zima.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and then they like pop it open and they like peel themselves off the roof or off the ground.
Yeah, well, now we can tag our podcast as a history as well.
I feel like I'm melting into the ground, into my car, melting into my backpack, just fucking melting so hardcore. And I'm out here like trying to take a bunch of videos and shit, and it's like way too hot.
Oh yeah. What do you like taking videos for?
basically just for my Instagram and my Instagram story.
Oh, okay.
Follow at The Real Rich Gary.
There you go, yeah. Shout it out.
Yeah.
You mean like sketches or just like...
I used to do... yeah, just me hanging out. I used to do a vlog on YouTube.
Okay.
Like a daily vlog. And so I just stopped doing it very slowly and it just kind of went away. And it's always been like something I wanted to do. So now I'm like essentially just vlogging on my Instagram story.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long of a video can you get on there?
Not long, but what I do is like I film the video just on the camera app on your phone, and then you can edit it on your phone, and then I get it how I want it, and then I upload it to the Instagram story later.
How long have you been doing like Instagram stories?
And I feel like with that? Ever since Instagram put the story feature on there, I've been doing it, but like just this last like month or whatever, but like really pushing out.
Have you noticed it increased your followers?
I got over 1,000 followers. I just like passed the mark like 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Coming for 2,000. I'm trying to get 2,000 before I leave Phoenix, next week.
Oh, how long? How many did you do? You just stacked a bunch on this last month? Mm-hmm.
Like, probably within like the last 2 weeks, I got 400.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Totally legit followers.
Wow, and yeah. I have 500. Just got over 500. Yeah. I've had my account for like a little over a year. So
if you want to go up, you got to push it out.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm awful putting content.
Well, it just depends on what you want. Like, what do you want to prioritize? And right now, I'm putting a lot of my priorities into that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm having fun, like fucking filming people shit, tagging them, they're reposting it. Everybody's been super like receptive to it, so it's been tight.
Yeah. You did that for me too.
Yeah. If I'm around you, you're liable to get your shit put on my Instagram story.
we're recording. We did a show.
Yeah, don't pull your dick out right
now. No.
Oh, my dick. Wait, it's really cool.
Oh, that was I never watched our podcast.
I'll show you.
You get Noah in here?
This is the halfway segment.
Noah's going to start fucking
I told you these were porn lights.
Yeah.
But we did a show in Flagstaff. And I was in with, Dead Bubba McComb?
Yeah, okay. Bubba McComb's super cool.
Dead Bugs.
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, no, that's him.
He excitedly passed away.
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's hanging out with us in his afterlife.
Yeah.
Okay.
For eternity.
So he died in Flagstaff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened? Jesus Christ. Something crazy must have happened to ensue a fictional death. I gotta hear about this.
Oh, yeah. We were up at Pitch a Tent.
Okay.
Music festival.
It's a music festival. We were performing.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
Yeah, and he had two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with shroomies on it.
Okay.
And then his little tummy couldn't handle it. Yeah, and he just went out in the forest and he peeked his guts out and his soul and his heartbeat stopped and he died.
He came back dead.
And he's been dead ever since.
Was he gone for like 8 hours by himself or something crazy like that?
No, he died pretty quick.
He came right back.
And then he just partied with us the rest of the weekend. He's just forever dead bums. You know?
Oh, man, like, that's amazing.
He's with us, but he's not with us.
I'll definitely mention something on Sunday.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, he used to be a lot more tense when he was alive, but now that he's dead,
he's
much,
super chill.
Yeah, much cool.
Super chill. We for a minute there, we were like eating a lot of CBD gummies, and we somebody had gotten CBD pins, and we were like, we just fucking chiefing on the CBD pins, and then we were just always saying like, oh, we're super chill right now. I'm so chill because it's CBD right now. So it's just, that's how Bubba is now. He's just chilled out.
Nah, I'm dead.
That must be like a Tucson vibe.
It's about as chill as you can get, honestly.
Yeah,
I guess CBD was like such a new like thing for us, and like we like started smoking the CBD, and it like just fucking chilled us out so hard, like a super like body chill, you know? Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to fuck with CBD?
Nah. I go straight to the source.
Yeah. I feel like
I learned a good thing.
What?
Well, I take the good part of
it. Well, it's like good in conjunction together, the CBD and the weed.
Or you got more of the weed.
See, that's like a, such a conservative standpoint. I'm trying to liberate you into the future.
It's your political terms here.
I'm not saying, I don't think that there's anything wrong with CBD.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, I just never actively, like, sought it out.
Yeah.
But I would try, like, a CBD cream or something like that.
Neither did I.
If someone else wanted to buy it for
it, I guess, important part I left out was those CBD pens were, like, gifted to us for free. Mm. So we're like, we're not going to not smoke these CBD pens that we got for free.
Definitely.
And then we were smoking them, and it's, like, fucking... Just
I've had
out,
CBD
you know?
Oint, like creams, for, like
yeah, that's bullshit. Though. Like, who? Cream. It's not like you. Like, would you ever seek out weed cream?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, okay. I guess my question is to restructure the question. I would say
everywhere.
Would you seek out weed cream to replace weed?
Oh no!
Never.
That's like I had extra money.
That's like that's why like actually smoking the CBD is tight because you actually want to smoke something.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm smoking, and then you can be smoking.
I'm not big on the pens. They don't hit me right.
I just know when I go to the dispensary, they have a paper and it has the THC percentage and the CBD percentage.
Oh, cool.
And all the CBD ones have super low THC.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, I want the high THC.
Yeah. Have you seen the CBD weed?
Mm-mm.
They got CBD weed.
I'm like the worst like dude to have a card. I just go in. What's your cheapest?
Well, the CBD weed is completely on the level. You just go in there and buy nugs of CBD, completely legally. It looks like a weed. I'm not joking. You can check this out.
So it's like spice but CBD.
It's not spice. It's weed, but it's CBD. There's no THC in it. It's fucking gnarly,
that
yo.
Like,
but they sell it as
it's some like, Tucson shit. No, yeah. No, that's no, fucking, no, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
Tucson.
That's just the weed they grow there. Like if you went to the grocery store and they gave you a bunch of bags, but none of the bags had bottoms in them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it's expensive. I was like, who's going to buy this right now?
Yeah.
But like, I paid for the gummies and stuff, you know, so it's like the same thing.
Yeah. Seeing like I'm not a big gummy guy.
No.
Like the gelatin is always gross.
I'll eat anything if it's free. I don't really buy any edibles.
You don't like candy?
When I go to
You don't like candy?
I like candy, but not like gelatin candy.
You don't like gummy.
I only really get edibles if it's like my first time to a dispensary and they give me.
Every
time I've had like the gummy edibles, I get like the weird like poops from it.
Oh,
like,
shit.
From the gelatin, yeah. Like, it's just like, it doesn't agree with me.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a weird poop, but there's always at least one per week, you know?
One per week.
Tucson.
Yeah, Tucson. Nutrition's low there. It's kind of a third world country, if you think about it.
Yeah,
third world county.
Chipotle is a part of the program.
That's a five star restaurant in Tucson.
I had Chipotle. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Baby, I saved you up a dollar. We're getting guacamole this week.
Yeah, I've never heard somebody from CG go so hard on the city that's better than
it's still punching up. CG to Tucson is punching up.
What's CG? Where
Casa Grande.
You're from Casa Grande?
Yeah, I was born in Casa
Grande. Got it. Yeah. Well, but
you guys are just a big ass.
Look at you, made it. You moved. You made it to Phoenix. You know, you got out.
Hell yeah!
Look at you now. You know. You're living in Phoenix. You got this beautiful podcast. You're living the dream.
Hell yeah. Kinda.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're like, hell yeah.
Now I gotta get out of Phoenix.
Yeah. And so it's when you're when you're at the open mic level, it's like all you think about is, well, now I gotta go grind.
Yeah.
You know, it's like constant. Yeah, because it's easy. I feel like with comedy, you're only as relevant as you make yourself.
Totally. Yeah. And I feel like it comes in spurts. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Please. It comes in spurts, like, you get three shows, four shows, and you're like, I'm fucking killing.
Yeah.
And then you do your shows, and the next week, you're like, what's on my schedule? You're like, open mics? And you're like, I suck dick at this. And then fucking 2 weeks later, you got, like, three shows.
Like a streak of shows, and you'll forget to ask to get on other shows, and then all of a sudden,
I'm kind of, like, right now, like, I have shows, but, like, I'm not actively seeking out anything. Mm-hmm. Like, really, I'm just...
Well, that's what happened to me in Tucson. That's why it was tight to get out of Tucson, because I was like, I got all shows.
Yeah.
So it feels...
I bet it's hard, too, because you have to come... You said it's tighter knit in Tucson, so it's
totally
harder.
And it's like the same like 12 people, so it's like they're always like, oh, you were just on the show. I'm like, well, there's only fucking four of us. Like,
you probably have to write more material just to keep them happy.
Yeah, that's annoying, but there's always, you know, like,
it's probably good for growth though too, like forcing you
to work on stuff. Like, if I'm in Tucson, I'm never performing material, like, you know, like written, like worked out material. I'm, like, always doing new. And even if it's just garbage and I'm dying, I at least feel like I'm, like, I at least moved the fucking needle a little bit forward.
Yeah.
You know? Like, right now I'm doing all shit that's already been written. Like, I have written, like, one joke since I've been up here. But it's been fun to perform my material. And like, I can even do it in front of you guys and realize that, oh, those were good jokes. It sounds like you never heard those jokes before.
Yeah.
You know? So that's
the best part. When
I'm just having a blast, like, just performing material, filming video, like, just doing it.
Yeah.
Eating Chipotle, taking weird pictures.
Have you traveled anywhere outside of Arizona yet?
Yeah, last month, myself, Matt Zemek, and Autumn Horvat went to Santa Fe, Durango, and Albuquerque.
Nice.
Yeah.
So was that like a...
little mini tour.
Okay.
Little mini tour. We were gone for about a week, and it was like so fun.
Yeah.
So good
out there.
The Durango scene was super tight. Albuquerque scene was super tight also. We were only in Santa Fe for like 8 hours or something.
Oh,
like,
okay.
We got there, stayed for the show, and then we drove to our next place.
Okay.
But the Santa Fe one was cool too. Like, it was like so much fun. Like,
they just got a comedy club there, didn't they?
In Albuquerque?
Yeah.
They got a comedy club in Albuquerque, and then it like burnt out in a fucking ball of flames in like 3 weeks or something. Yeah, it's like the. I mean, this is like public information.
But yeah, like, how recent was this?
Like, I would say mid May.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I was just out there.
It opened, and then the owner was like, every like girl through the door. I don't know. I can't say every, but like, he was just a creep. He was a sleazeball, and word spread fast. And then, like, I don't know if there was like a boycott or if like his like business loan like pulled out or like whatever happened, but like it just folded immediately.
Wow!
That's crazy.
That's crazy because I get excited when I hear these
clubs are opening.
Yeah, new clubs opening. Yeah,
We were booked for like a Friday and a Saturday on the tour, and we had to pull the dates.
Oh wow!
Yeah. We pulled the dates, and the clubs closed. We closed down the club. Is what I'm saying.
Then, was that something you guys kind of set up yourself through phone calls and stuff?
Yeah, it was Autumn, who is from New Mexico.
Okay.
So she wanted to go visit. Yeah, she wanted to go visit her family.
Yeah.
So she was gonna book shows while she was out there, and then me and Matt just kind of got added in somehow, and then it became Durango and it became Santa Fe, and like we tried to set up more stuff in like Silver City, but like we did this like 6 weeks out and like probably like 8 to 12 weeks, like a little more notice, we could probably really put together something a little bit bigger. But like, we had a lot of fun, we met a lot of people, we fucking the weather was great. I took a lot of video. I have like a whole bunch of video that I still haven't like worked on all from that, but that one I want to release on my YouTube channel for sure. It was tight. It was super fun. Durango is a good comedy scene.
Is it?
No.
How big is it, city, town there?
It is, I would say, large town. Very, like, you know how Bisbee is? You've been to Bisbee?
I don't think I've been there.
Not yet.
Okay, then I would have, okay, like, very, like, quaint, old town, like, 1800s buildings type of a, like, with little shop and a little chocolates and then another little shop, you know?
Yeah,
and
I don't know, but yeah.
They're all, like, little cute little buildings that are, like they're from the 1800s.
Yeah.
It's like that. That's how Bisbee is, that's how Durango is, that's how Santa Fe is. Albuquerque is just a shithole.
I've been to Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's like a real city that really sucks.
It's, you know, I don't know. I was on two different sides of town.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is New Mexico has the best Mexican food.
Yes, that's in there. Put the green chilies and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they also
green chilies.
The New Mexico.
This is the weird part about it. They talk about green chilies as if that's the only place there are green chilies.
But it's the Hatch green chilies.
I know that it's the Hatch green chilies, but what does that mean?
I don't know.
Why does that matter? There's green chilies everywhere.
Yeah, but it's just those.
They're a little better.
Yeah, they've just been growing them there for so long. Yeah, like they're like. They're just like the legacy of New Mexico.
All right.
Like, they cherish them. And do they have like Hatch chili festivals?
I just never heard.
Is that how boring New Mexico is?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Bro, like everything closes at night. Like depending where you are. Like, it's not like you're not happy to be there.
That's the only thing I was talking about. I heard about green chilies like several times every day for 3 days straight.
And did you eat them?
Yeah, I ate them.
Oh, bro, they get you like a roasted.
They taste like green chilies.
No, you do like the chili relleno.
I did not get a chili relleno. Mm. I love a chili relleno. Oh man.
Yeah, like he's hungry now.
I was gonna tell you I was at Chipotle before this.
Why did you go to Chipotle?
Well,
we have a Filiberto's.
There's a few reasons. Proximity, right? I was just at the gym. Lifted.
It seems like you're always close to Chipotle.
From talking. Everyone's always close to Chipotle. Oh, there's a shitload. In Phoenix? Phoenix is just Chipotle's and Starbucks and like meth. Sure. That's pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, but meth's everywhere.
It is everywhere. Yeah. I did.
Most of our meth comes from Tucson.
I did. Meth heads move from Tucson to
number
Phoenix.
Number one supplier.
Like, there's more meth in Phoenix.
Number one supplier of meth in Arizona is probably Tucson. I'll say probably in there just to be nice. But we all
there's
know.
Some bad parts of Tucson for sure. Like, what's the worst part of Phoenix? What is the worst part of Phoenix?
two hours of Tucson.
The worst part of Phoenix is Tucson.
No, two hours from Tucson. Why can't it be further? The worst part, I mean, like, we got areas, bro. Like, there's a little Mexico town called Guadalupe.
Yeah.
That everybody just forgets. It's like, it's like in between, like, Tempe. And I don't know, it's just like, it's a little strip, but it's a small little town that's real shitty.
It's like, they'll probably have a wall around it.
Yeah.
Is that like South Tempe? Or like...
You know where Arizona Mills is?
Yes.
Okay, so if you, instead
so
of turning
left... So like Dos Gringos area?
No, instead of turning, like, what, once you're right there... No, Mill Ave.
Oh, okay.
Arizona Mills
is the mall, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about Mill Ave.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
The mall's not on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, so the mall.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's over there?
Yeah.
Right across from Christie's Cabaret.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know what that is. That's what I've been doing all day.
Yeah, we got, like, downtown Phoenix. There's a rough part. Like, downtown, like, it's weird. There's a lot of spots that are, like, being gentrified.
Yeah.
All over, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah. Because downtown is probably the nicest it's been in a very long time.
But that's,
people out of their houses to build condos. Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy.
You heard it here. The truth. Nice to see. A real political.
Yeah. The one joke that I wrote it for this week sucks for last night. I don't really have. I was driving around all day, and like one thing I noticed right away was that like when you're trying to turn left at the stoplight in Tucson, you get the arrow at the end of the red light. And in Phoenix, when you're at the red light, there are meth heads everywhere.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, cause in different cities, they do it backwards, too. They do it.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. It's, how is it here?
It just depends. And it's also the
it's
time
sometimes
of the night.
Front
too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They change it up. I feel like, the green arrow is at the. You get the green arrow with the green.
Sometimes the
turns
go
like
at the same time.
Intersection's got its own rules.
It's kind of like, I know they're run off of like computers and shit on the streets. So it's like monitoring traffic and it's like, I need to do this now.
Have you seen those Anything Goes lanes?
No.
Those ones, it's a middle lane and it's dotted.
Yeah. 7th Avenue and 7th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. This dude just cruising through the whole thing. I was like, you could do that?
Yeah. During certain times. It's to help out with traffic.
And then, yeah, there's the fucking signs that say 6 to 9, but not at 4:30, and, like, all this crazy shit. Yeah, like, it's too much to read, man.
You have to check the time a lot when you're driving.
Phoenix, drive around to Phoenix.
Like, you need to watch to drive.
It makes, like, two more freeways, essentially, you know? Now it's like, it keeps people, like, if we didn't have that, imagine how much more clogged the freeway would be. And those roads.
They encourage you to get on your phone. Please, get on your phone. See what time it is.
Yeah, make sure.
I drove right by a cop just on Instagram, and he just drove right by me.
Well, it's not until 2020. Right now, they'll just give you a
warning. What happens at 2020?
Then it's illegal to be on your phone while driving.
Okay.
Yeah, so soak it up now.
Probably 30 days in Tent City or something.
Tent City's gone, thankfully.
Nah, bro, I don't know.
They're going to bring it back.
That's an uphill battle.
Bro, that was, you know, fucking the next Joe, our Sultan Arpaio, owned that shit. Like, that was privately owned by him.
Not right. He's gonna come back. They're gonna bring him back,
bro. That guy. I can't believe he hasn't had a heart attack yet.
When Trump gets reelected, it's gonna be his first bill.
Cell phones?
Nah, get Arpaio back.
He's done, bro. They weaseled. Everybody hated him, and they weaseled him.
Not everyone. Everything. If you go to Tucson, there are a lot of people that love him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sultan
Arpaio
and Casa Grande.
Yeah,
Casa Grande. There are a lot of.
Ugh.
I feel like there's more conservative people here.
Bro, I don't know.
Tucson is known as the blue dot in the red state.
Who says that?
Tucson people.
They got all the cool sayings. Yo, did you ever see that Sacha Baron Cohen thing? Like, it was this, like, where he would go.
You watching Bruno for fun?
No, oh, for sure. that was a good movie. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But he did, he went to Kingman, and he dressed up as this guy that was proposing the world's largest mosque in Kingman.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my god, it was like Kingman showed their ass.
Was
it This Is America? Sacha Baron Cohen, This Is America.
Damn.
Kingman, Arizona, and Kingman showed their ass.
That's crazy.
So racist up there.
Yeah, they're not gonna let that happen.
It was just stuff he did the fake. Like, he did an interview with Joe Biden, and he, or not Joe Biden, who was the dude who fucking shot somebody? He shot the guy named Quail while Quail hunting. Yeah, Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was trying to, like,
I do know that.
He was trying to get him to admit that he did it on purpose. Bro, he actually got, like, politicians and, like, senators fired.
Wait, he interviewed Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and he goes, he's like, can we take a selfie? I want to get a dick pic.
Damn, that's hilarious. Indeed. A dick pic with Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
That's tight. Yeah, I like that.
He was trying to get him to sign his waterboarding joke. Jug water for water.
Is that a new?
He signed it too.
Is that a new Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah, like new 2 years ago.
Okay,
he can still get on board.
It's new for Tucson.
Yeah.
Jeez,
I know you guys are just getting Netflix.
Oh my god!
Shit! Ouch! God. What is this guy's beef with Tucson, huh? Casa Grande in the house. Jeez.
But, I love Tucson.
No, I'm not, like, Tucson isn't who I am, you know? I'm way cooler than Tucson.
Oh.
And you did come up here.
You made it out.
Yeah. You're one of us now.
When you I live there, and I got a lot of shit going on. I still feel like Tucson's better than Phoenix. Like, I'm not gonna step down.
Yeah, of course.
That.
Yeah. If you moved away, I mean, who would sit at your spot in Starbucks?
And ISIS there, Syria is better than America.
Who would
Chipotle for you?
Yeah, I mean, how much do you guys think you spend a week in gas money?
Way too much.
Way too much. But it's nice because then you get to see a whole other side of town.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
There is, see, in Tucson, there is only one side of town.
Oh,
Like, there's like, there might be where you live, but that's not where you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one place to be.
Yeah.
And that's University, 4th Avenue in downtown. Yeah. And they're all connected, you know?
Okay,
so cool. It's just like one tight, like, zone.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter where you're at, because that's like going to be, you know, just better.
Yeah.
In all senses of like that concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there like, with U of A being down there,
mm-hmm.
is there a lot of like party bars and stuff like that?
Totally, man. And yeah. It bleeds over. It'll like.
I've gone partying down there a few times.
Yeah, like all of a sudden there's like a shitload
oh,
of.
Oh,
yeah.
Party.
I'm telling you, Tucson's tight, yo. Because you can see everything and it just doesn't cost you any money. You could walk the whole thing. Like, it's fucking tight. And like, you'll just be downtown and you'll see all of a sudden like 20 fucking college people with a shitload of energy. And all like fucking 22 as fuck, and like they're just like take over the whole place, you know?
Yeah.
Anytime it can happen. Usually doesn't.
Yeah.
But if you go closer to university, then they're all over the place.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you guys have shows close to that? Or are you guys trying
there's
to
a
stay
few
away?
Shows. No, there's a few shows on campus now.
Okay.
But it's mainly 4th Avenue in downtown.
Yeah.
And they're popping up over all over like the O is over like on like Oracle and Grant, which isn't like too far from like U of A. And yeah. There's a few like East Side and North Side shows, but
mm-hmm.
it's mainly like all the comedy is happening in one area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me check it out sometime.
Yeah.
I have this like sick like garage that doesn't have. I guess it's you can't call it a garage. It's like just like a giant storage room that doesn't have a garage door, and I'm like trying to like convert it into like a show room. Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I just make like a private event. Book it like 4 weeks out and get a keg.
Yeah, you know, like a fourth wall.
Yeah,
like it sounds like a fourth wall vibe.
My roommate slash manager. He was like, we gotta get porta potties for that night. And I was like, I can't argue with that, but also like, I can't believe that's your first thought. Like, that's your first contribution, porta potties.
He's thinking ahead.
Yeah,
he's thinking ahead. People gotta shit and
yeah.
And some people gotta throw up mushroom peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah. And die.
Mm-hmm.
And die.
Yeah.
Dead boy.
Yeah, long live dead bugs.
Long live dead bugs. What is dead shall never die.
So do you, ideally, do you see, how much longer do you see yourself staying?
Dude, I have not brought my brain to that place.
Yeah.
I have not brought that brain to my brain to that place. And I'll tell you why. I run a sketch comedy show.
Oh,
also.
Okay.
It's called Keep Tucson Sketchy, and there are literally like 40 people involved.
Oh, wow.
It rivals literally the worst show ever. It's like way bigger.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I guess technically now, because literally the worst show ever
doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only thing.
Right. In its heyday, it's way bigger.
Yeah.
It's gnarly. We do like, 12 sketch comedy videos, 5 live sketches.
Oh,
it's
wow.
essentially the exact format of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
It's the exact format of Saturday Night Live. We have a musician, he plays 2 songs. There's a short intermission, 10 minutes, where people can like get a drink and like go to the bathroom and everything. And then there's a host. We had 2 stand-ups as the host for episode 1 and episode 2. Episode 3, we have a sketch comedy writer who's also an improv performer.
Okay.
And that's September 28th. And get your tickets now.
7/28, guys.
Keep Tucson Sketchy on Facebook and Keep Tucson Sketchy on Instagram. It's fucking huge. There's like 10, 15 writers. There's like 20, 25 actors, and they're all like professional actors from like all over Tucson, all
wow.
the acting companies. And then there's like probably 5 of us in-house video production guys. We spend like 6 weeks writing scripts, then we divvy them up for the best ones. And then, like, figure out which ones are the video sketches, which ones are the live sketches. Fucking start rehearsal, video production, and then we put the whole thing on. And the first 2 sold out, or the first one sold out, the second one we oversold.
Oh, wow.
We had to bring in extra seats, and people had to go. People had, like, they're like, I'm not standing, and, like,
jeez.
That. Yeah, so we, like, got their emails, and we're like, we're going to send you guys free tickets for next episode. Which we are.
So how long have you guys been doing this? Like, what is it from
monthly,
start to finish?
Quarterly?
Yeah, how long?
I would say it's quarterly. like 3 months. But I think we're doing the September one, and we're doing a quick turnaround in November.
Oh, okay.
Which is 2 months.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure now you got some extra sketches in the back.
Well, yeah, we definitely, the writing, like,
you're getting the rhythm of things.
It's the writing comes through, like, there's a lot of people who want to write sketches. So, like, yeah, there's always new sketches. We just got to filter out which ones are going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
That's, like, the thing about it. And, yeah, there's, like, so many sketches from all the other episodes, so it's gnarly as fuck. But, so we tacked on 2 showtimes on this one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So there's a 7 and a 10.
Nice.
So that way we...
What's the seat capacity?
Like 110.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll do the 7 and then like 8:30, 8:45. Then we can come in like and pick up all the shit off the floor and then fucking run it again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gnarly as fuck.
It's pretty dope. You guys, are all these sketches on YouTube right now?
Yes, the Keep Tucson Sketchy YouTube channel, all of the video sketches go up there afterwards.
Okay.
So there's like 30, right now, there's like 30 original sketch comedy videos on there. So it's like, and I'm like one of the like producers.
Okay.
So it's just like, it's become so big and like there's so many people involved that it's like growing the scene so much.
Nice.
That I gotta at least see that this thing through for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So like I would say 5 years, definitely, possibly, maybe, you know, to answer your question.
What, 5 years from now?
For a movie.
Dang, so you'll do Tucson in 10 years?
I'll do Tucson for 5 more years.
Yeah.
Tucson's fucking tight, yo.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I mean,
yeah, that's your journey. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not considering moving anywhere right
from
now.
From Phoenix.
Yeah.
And you guys love Phoenix so much.
Yeah, but there's. But eventually there's that time where you gotta be like,
oh, 100%.
It's time to do something else.
But know? I have, like, I've been having, I guess for me, like, I have such cheap rent,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I live in my buddy's house, and his mom owns it. We all pay him the rent. He pays her the rent.
Okay.
It's really cheap rent. So, like, as of right now, like, I'm having fun, like, going on the road. I want to do Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas.
Yeah.
So I'm going to set that up. And then also I want to, I got family in South Carolina. So I'm going to do Columbia, Charleston, Augusta.
Okay.
So I got that. Though that's going to be like in the next like, I don't know, 6 to 8 months or whatever. So that's what I want to do. Like, I just want to like go on.
Yeah, that's a good spot. Like
2 weeks first, you know?
Yeah, because there's people who travel from L.A. and they're still paying L.A. rent and they're not in L.A.
Yeah.
See, I got this fucking dirt rent.
Yeah.
That I got. I'm just in a very advantageous position right now.
Yeah.
To be able to kind of pop out and like experience, grow material, grow as a comedian.
Yeah.
And I'll just see where it goes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I have a rough plan. Like, I have a mission. But also, like, it's like, I don't want to, like make a fucking scaffolding of, like, what I want to do. Like, it's going to kind of let it come.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
don't want to force yourself into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let it end up where you're supposed to.
Yeah, because, man, moving is a huge, especially moving from state to state, is such a big decision. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a big decision. Like, it's nothing small.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially, I don't understand what people do, and they've never even been to a scene before. They've just heard about it. Like,
yeah.
I'll go there.
Yeah, you got to, if you're going to move to New York, you should do 2 weeks in New York.
Yeah.
And come back home and think about it for 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's harder to get stage time. It's harder to get stage time, for sure, I know, in L.A. than it is here.
Oh, yeah.
Stage
time here is fucking. And Anthony Decimito, shout out to Anthony Decimito, I love that dude so much. Mm-hmm. He keeps going, you got to move here. This is where the stage time is.
Yeah.
And like, after this week, I'm like, he's fucking right.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, you're just handing out time here, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and not every mic is 5 minutes. Some of them are 7,
yeah.
10, 12.
Yeah.
And that's what you need. Like,
there used to be 15-minute mics sometimes.
That's insane. Yeah, I want to do more, like, fucking 20-minute sets so badly, but, like, even 15 and 10 is amazing. Like,
yeah. Yeah, there's so much stage time here. That's why it's like, it's great for development.
Could you get up on a 5-minute mic, talk about your day, and get the light, and you're like, ah, fuck, I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dude, this time, I remember when you first started, you're just like, fuck, like, when's that light coming?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you get 2 minutes in, you're like, shit.
Yeah,
all 23 things I wrote down are over.
Yeah. And now you're just
none
like,
of them were anything.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, I wasn't. Yeah. I wanted to touch a little bit more.
Yeah, you can you can stretch your legs like after you get comfortable, you know, like you wanna be up there. Yeah. Where would you guys move?
I like it here.
Yeah, I think I would. It's easily accessible. Easily accessible to so many other states, even by driving.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
5 hours, 6 hours, you can be to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas for New Year's, and so I'm going to set up dates in Vegas for New Year's.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I never want to be in Vegas for New Year's.
God.
All those people there give me just so much anxiety.
It's a lot of anxiety.
Yeah. That's just,
dude, what is, you could just be like this, yeah. Get stabbed.
Bro, oh, people.
Right?
Yeah, people get pickpocketed.
I'm the type of guy,
like, if I'm in a crowd of a lot of people, I'm constantly patting my pockets to make sure I have all my pocket contents. I just don't trust people.
Yeah.
And it fucks with me. It really does.
Fuck, now I don't want to fucking go to Vegas.
I've heard so many horror stories of people saying, like, yeah, I was right there at midnight and everybody's just pushing each other. It's like a huge mosh pit.
Uh-huh.
Just dirty people just all touching each other.
Yeah, it fucking attracts the scum of the nation. Yeah. Possibly the planet.
I've been to Vegas several times, but I'm not a gambler.
Yeah.
So I've always just gone to party.
Yeah.
I'll usually gamble like $20 if I don't make anything.
Yeah.
Which I never do.
Yeah, I know.
I did make $150 on like $5 one time.
Yeah.
It's a smart move.
It's the happiest I made.
Was it?
It was a dollar slot.
Yeah, see, I'm not a slot guy.
I fucking got the shit
safe.
Hell out of
there. I like blackjack. You like blackjack?
Yeah, I like
blackjack. I like poker. Woo! I fucking love poker. It's fun. Yeah, it's competitive.
I like playing poker.
I'm a competitive
friends.
Guy.
Yeah, I like playing poker with friends.
Yeah, like poker with friends is so fun.
People at casinos get too serious.
Yeah, and then like you piss somebody off or some shit. Like it feels like it's like it's about to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that good at poker, but I'm not casino good at poker.
Yeah.
But just bullshitting, playing around with friends,
for
corners.
I'm good at bluffing. I like to...
like comedy. That's comedy
right there. I always like to play the mental game. If we're playing competitively against each other, I want to live in your head rent-free.
Yeah. I cheat, and I don't want anything to happen to me if I get caught.
Told you. Huge POS, you know?
Pretty much. Casagrande.
I think that part of the reason that I would want to leave here is because of the fucking goddamn heat.
It's but it's 3 months. 3 months for a beautiful 9 months. You can't get that anywhere else. And the heat is how you earn those 9 months.
Yeah.
You gotta
suffer for paradise.
Yeah.
This is the time that I always say that I want to leave Arizona.
Have you ever been to Flagstaff?
No, not really. Shit.
It's pretty nice.
Dude, I should line up some Flagstaff dates.
Dude, it's like in the 80s right now.
What?
Yeah. Northern Arizona is nice. Sedona, Flagstaff. We've both done shows in Prescott Valley. Yeah, Prescott Valley is cool.
That's tight.
Yeah, it's not.
Who books these?
The one I did was a Bobby Johnson show.
Oh, he has what?
Yeah,
damn,
he's Bobby Johnson.
Fucking killing it, Bobby Johnson.
Baghdad, Arizona, too.
I'm on Bobby Johnson next Friday.
Next Friday,
Crack Ups.
Me too.
You're on Crack Ups.
Hell yeah!
What the fuck? That's fucking tight as fuck.
I think I'm Saturday.
You're Saturday?
The 10th. I'm Saturday the 10th at the bench. You are too.
Am I?
Yeah, you're on the flyer.
I fucked up.
Or are you on the 10th?
Yeah. I'm on the 9th.
No, he's at Toso's. We're at the bench.
I'm on Toso's. I fucked up. I'm in Tucson Thursday. So I'm in Phoenix Wednesday, Tucson Thursday, and Toso's Friday to end my tour. So I got to go down and fucking sleep and then go to work and then come up, do a show, come back down, go to work again. Like, the end of my tour is just fucking garbage. Ugh. Like, I got to live it up now while I'm like...
Jeez.
Not doing that.
Yeah, what?
Sometimes you gotta go to the late night show.
What?
You gotta live it up.
I'm living it up, man. Oh, you're doing it with the late night.
The late
what
night
is it called? I've only
late,
ever.
Late night creeping.
It's called Late Night Creepin'? Yeah, or are you calling it Late Night?
No, that's what called. It's called.
It's called Late Night Creepin'?
At the spot.
At the spot. Yeah, the spot. It's at after hours, baby.
Yeah, late we used night to have... Creepin'. We had one
shout
of those.
Shout out Lamar Mitchell, J.R.
Fucking catfish in the toilet.
Delicious.
The best catfish.
Yeah, like
this is the best catfish you've ever had.
You guys 100% sold me on it, like because it's like fucking edgy.
You will never,
it's edgy, cool, different.
Yeah, you'll never eat catfish out of a better bathroom. For real though, it is so good.
We had one of those in Tucson. It was I'm not gonna be able to figure out what it's called right now, but I was booked on it twice, and like it was all like red lights. And it like felt like a strip club.
I wanted to have a stripper pole.
Yeah.
Stage.
Okay. You have to have a stripper pole.
Floor lighting.
Yeah.
Floor lighting.
Ooh, that's what you need in a fucking this type of
thing. CDs hanging from the ceiling by strings.
Oh man, that's still perfect. That's perfect. It's like somebody wrote it. It's like somebody was like writing a sketch about it or a script. And like no, it's like it exists.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
I was like 5G pop top palm tree time.
When I did the show, I was talking about the CDs hanging from the ceiling, and I was like, someone was like, "Yo, we need to decorate this place." And the DJ was like, "Say less, fam." Yeah, I just fucking strung a whole bunch of CDs from the ceiling.
Yeah. Oh man,
oh, bro, it's such a dope room. I love it. I love it. It's so much fun.
That's cool. You guys are booked on it tonight?
No.
Nah.
No.
Just go to hang out.
Yeah, just trying to get on that roast battle.
Damn.
Try the roast exercise those roasting skills, you know?
I had two good roasts against Leslie, but the crowd loved her. So,
yeah.
I moved to the second round, at least.
Yeah, me too.
It wasn't even...
Yeah, I went against...
I got to send you your video of that.
Yeah. That was... Tristan Bowling beat me, and I wasn't even upset that he beat me.
Yeah.
I was just upset that my jokes didn't hit.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, that was...
Oh, yeah, I haven't even talked to you about the...
Yeah. I was like, I said, Tristan looks like whenever he eats pussy, he's like, what's a clit? Nobody laughs. I was like, that was good.
He does look like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, there's a vagina and there's a whole nother thing called the clit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that joke. I like that joke.
Yeah.
I said one about Leslie Barton. I said, Leslie Barton looks like she used to take and encourage her friends to get wire hanger abortions from her uncle, and she knew... to get wire hanger abortions, and she knew where the house was because it was her uncle, and her family needed the money to buy spam.
Yeah.
They didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
But then I said, Leslie Barton looks... Okay, a lot of comedians will, like, smoke weed and drop acid and, like, watch, like, stoner movies to get inspiration. Leslie Barton looks like she'll purposely not fill her prescription and watch Cheers to get inspiration.
Yeah.
They fucking, that would kill. Yeah, like, crazy.
Yeah, when you hit the Cheers part.
Yeah. The Cheers reference, you're like, oh, this is a good joke.
Yeah.
Perfect joke for Leslie Barton.
Well, right about an hour.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right. Yeah.
You ever?
I don't know.
Really nice.
We like to ask people comics on here advice. Any advice they'd have, they wish they had when they started out.
Yes.
When they first got started in the comedy.
As a comedian or like as a stand-up?
Stand-up.
What you wish you knew when you first started out.
What do you think is like...
Like, I've been in this zone for about 3 months, and it could just be where I am right now, and like in 3 months I'm like, that was bullshit advice, but like... I really feel like if it's like personal to you, it's just gonna fucking translate so much better.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm not doing any observation. I'm like, oh, I saw this sign. And there was a guy walking by the sign, and I was like, I saw it from my car. None of that shit.
Yeah.
But that's just me. You know, like I'm talking about my relationships and my emotions.
Yeah.
Because that's so much closer, and it just fucking plays better.
Yeah.
And I have like about 700 observational jokes that like they're there and I have them or whatever, but like I'm not doing them at all. Like,
yeah,
I'm just doing these. I also went through like a bad breakup and then like a fling, and then another breakup there, and like just a whole string of unsuccessful endeavors with the ladies. So yeah, it's breaking for good trauma.
How do you get your heart broken with a fling?
Because I took and pulled all this emotional baggage from, you know, 4 or 3 years ago, and then my one that just ended, and then I put it all on this fling, and then that one ended too, you know? Oh, it's not had nothing to do with her, it's all my problem, you know?
So what you're saying is you ruined her life.
Yeah. She was like, hey, like, this is too much, man, I gotta get out of here. And through text message, too. Like, that was like a full month that we were, like, together, and she still was like, I don't need to take him to lunch. I'll just break up with him over a text message.
Jeez.
So, but yeah, man, you know, comedy comes from pain, and it's fucking been doing me good on stage. So that's what I would say to any comedian who's just starting
out. Hurt yourself more. It's like,
talk about your, you know, your relationship with your family. Talk about your relationships with people and like your emotions. That's what I love.
Yeah,
that's what I
mean. Yeah, no, for sure. People connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
And like to write observational humor, like. In the same vein, like if you can write observational humor and it hits, then I feel like that just means you're a strong joke writer.
Yeah,
you know. So that's good too. Like fucking write the observational shit too. But like I feel like it's just so much more of a gamble. But if you keep writing that stuff, like you'll become a better joke writer.
Yeah,
you know, if you keep at it. But I like writing. I like writing about my fucking sadness. So.
Very emo of you.
Very Tucson of you.
I'm a Tucson emo comedian. That's me. I'm gonna change my Instagram to Tucson emo.
Shit. Well, we appreciate you hanging out with us,
dude. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Let the people know where they can find you at on all social media.
The Real Rich Gary. That's Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and Rich Gary on Facebook. I got a like page. Keep Tucson Sketchy is blowing up, so you know, check that out on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram.
They got their videos.
Yeah, we've got like 30 original sketches, like we said before, and the show's September 28th.
Yeah, I'm gonna check those out.
Tucson Roast Battle is September 7th, and I host that. So that's Battle at the Roast Room, and that's on Facebook, Instagram.
Heck yeah, check that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You can find me and Dustin Cade on everything.
It's like an ongoing
It's not an ongoing thing. Because
he says it and it sounds like it's at Dustin Cade on everything. What he's trying to say, it's on everything.
Yeah,
that's Dustin Cade.
It seems like he's on everything.
How do you spell Cade?
C-A-D-E.
C-A-D-E. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's C-A-D-E, guys.
Thank you.
And you can find me at Joshua_H Comedy and Joshua Harrison on Facebook, like page, YouTube. As always, thank you guys for chiming in, riding out with us, Blazing the Scene podcast.
Blazing the Scene.
Mm.
Episode 13. Yeah, and subscribe, like, follow, share. Hit us up with questions, comments, concerns, whatever. Probably not concerns.
Vote on who would win, Captain Planet or Goku.
Yeah.
Oh, can I do one more thing?
Yeah.
I'm nominated as Tucson's Best Comedian by Tucson Weekly, so go on TucsonWeekly.com and vote for that.
Gary, yeah. Tucson's Best Comedian.
Send those votes, baby. Yeah.
Two-time nominee. This is the second year, so hopefully.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Awesome. Always support local comedy. Please, please, please. It helps out so much. You don't know who's blowing up in your scene. Rich Gary from the Tucson comedy scene. Thank you again. Check you guys later.
Yeah. Peace.